keeping you company overnight, John Lewis. Talking Birds.
It's 4 after 4. Thanks very much, Lance. 13 degrees outside. I like talking to lots of people. Everyone, in fact. I like talking to everyone. But it's really interesting to talk to some people who do exceptional things, or they do things in a big way, because we've spoken to some great actors here in Perth. But what about actors who make it onto the big screen, onto the movies? Now, you've got to think, if you're an actor on the movies, then you've got to consider that your performance to that camera is going out all over the world. Everyone in the world, everyone in the world has an opportunity to see your acting performance. And I'm wondering if at some point you think that and maybe get nervous. Well, we're going to talk to someone who's in the movies, TV as well, and well, he's made albums, producing albums. He's what you'd probably call a classic entertainer. He can kind of do it all. Collins Penny joins us. Morning, Colin.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Do you ever consider, when you're looking into the camera, Collins, that you're thinking, uh-oh, the whole world could see me do this. I better get it right.
Well, I try to focus more on the performance and the work and, you know, and just leave it there. I don't put too much pressure on myself, because if I do that, I might not do it. You know, it'd be too scary. So I just focus on the acting and doing a good job and I leave it then. I do the best I can. I don't put too much pressure on myself.
Sounds like wise advice, too. And you're in the upcoming movie, Fame. Now, is this the Fame that we know and love from a few years back? More than a few years back?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing about this version that we're doing is it's more of a modernization. We take the concept of the 1980s film and we bring it to today. So everything, you know, the one thing that's constant is change, so everything has evolved, and, you know, there's a lot of the old stuff and a whole bunch of new stuff. So we have the old music, but, you know, we have a lot of new dance styles and a lot of, you know, the situations are different, and some of them are the same, but, you know, it's more, what we like to say, it's more of a reinvention of the original, and we really just kind of bring it to today and make it fun and fresh for everybody.
Now, I reckon you'd have to be a bit of an acrobat to keep up with some of the dance styles. Now, you did start off as a dancer, so I'm guessing this is going to be somewhat second nature to you. But, I mean, gee, how do you keep up with all the moves? I mean, some of them look like you're almost flying.
yes, it's really cool. I mean, I've been dancing for so long, and I just love to express myself in that way. So, for me, it's almost second nature. I just love movement and dance, and particularly hip-hop, and I just, you know, I don't know, it's just fun for me, you know. If it's fun, it comes a little easier, and I've been doing it for so long that it's just me, you know, expressing myself in through movement. It's fun.
And how about working with Kelsey Grammer? That's got to be a bit of fun, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kelsey was great to work with, and, you know, I learned a lot. I got to work with so many big people, you know, that I grew up watching on television and in movies. In this movie, I got to work with Charles Dutton, I got to work with Kelsey Grammer, Megan Mullally, B.B. Newworth, and it was just so incredible, Debbie Allen, and it was so incredible for me, because watching these veterans do it for such a long time, I learned so much. So to just soak up that experience and take that along with me on my journey was like a gift I could never, you know, ask for. It was incredible.
Now, I'm guessing, of course, you'd learn some acting experience from them. Did you learn any, like, people skills as well? Because one of the things that seems to set big stars apart is their ability to operate with other people, with people who want autographs, for example. Apparently, Dolly Parton never refuses an autograph. She said, I spent so many years busting to get into showbiz. She says, I'm not going to turn my back on it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it should come with the territory. You know, the reason why you even have a career is because people pay to go and see you, and they appreciate your work, and that love and support, you should never turn away. And, I mean, it could really hurt somebody if, you know, they look up to you, and they see you, and they just, that's their one shot to just interact with you, and you kind of shut them out. So, I mean, everybody on the set, you know, especially the veterans that had people come up to them, were always accessible and always made sure they signed autographs. And, I mean, of course, that's something I took with me because it's very important, because without the fans, you have no career.
That's right. Now, tell me about it, too. I certainly understand that one. Now, what's it like watching yourself on the telly? You know, you've been in some pretty cool programs, CSI Miami. I mean, you don't get much slicker than the production values there. So when you sit at home and you got your feet up on the table, what's it like just saying, hey, that's me?
You know what? I'm such a hard worker that it's hard for me to just sit back and watch it and be like, wow, that's me. I'm always looking at ways to improve or get better. So for me, it's a little more excruciating than it is for the world. I think they get to enjoy it more, but I'm always like, okay, I can do this better, I can do this better. And I'm always trying to figure out how I can delve into my craft and my art and really, you know, do a better job. So, I mean, it's sometimes, I think with fame will be the first time, it's a little different with television, but with movies, you know, there is a payoff when you see the whole thing put together and the story being told and people affected by it. I mean, I think, you know, that experience will be a little different because, you know, Fame is such an iconic movie. It holds such a special place in so many people's hearts. And so many people who are performers today was impacted by that movie. So I'm sure this movie will do the same. And to be a part of something like that, for me, is really incredible. So I think to see that final product, for me, will be very rewarding. I probably will be able to sit back and enjoy it a little more.
Yeah, a little more.
A little more.
Are there any kind of reminiscent moments in the new movie? I mean, for instance, do you get somebody walking in 80s clothing and you make a comment maybe, you know, a little homage to the original?
You know what? We pay homage by, you know, using some of the original music. We have Out Here on My Own in the movie. We have the Fame song. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
That's in the movie. That's in the movie, which me and Notori perform on.
Hey, great.
And, and some of the situations, but, I mean, what we really tried to do was look for, I mean, because the story, you know, the concept of Fame is kids coming from all different walks of life and backgrounds to pursue a dream, and they're shot at fame. And, you know, in that process, there's numerous things that people experience in doing that. And we really represent the hard work and the reality and the rawness of what that process is like. Some people are told that they're not going to make it. Some people are told that they are. Some people get an easy, you know, easy cruise through life, you know. But, you know, what's special about this film is that we really stay, you know, grounded in that idea that, you know, you can achieve anything through hard work. So we really, you know, utilize all the situations. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things people experience. So we kind of took some of the old situations that are still very, you know, like the casting couch and stuff like that, which we saw on the original, you know, original. Yeah, we pushed the boundaries with this movie.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that we saw, yeah, you know, we go as far as we can for a PG-13 movie. So we push it as far over the edge as we can. But we want to be honest. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you experience. So we want to make sure, you know, the original told its story and those kids' story that they experience. We try to find the uniqueness in the situations that our characters experience.
Oh, I see. Wow, it sounds like really the movie would be so close to just simply looking back at your each individual actor's history, because I guess this is all what you've kind of struggled through in the beginning. Not too many people get an easy walk into showbiz, so you pull back and
you
there it is.
Yeah, I mean, today we have American Idol, and we have fame is so accessible through YouTube and through, you know, reality television, and that it kind of took away the specialness of it all, and people now believe that, you know, hard work and true talent, you know, it's not all that it takes, you know. And this movie gets back to the core. Mm-hmm. The ones that really survive, the ones that really make an impact and become legends and icons, they have true talent and they work very, very hard. And this movie is about that. We're not showcasing the 15 minutes of fame. There's nothing sparkly about this movie. This movie is gritty, raw, and we tell a story that kids, you know, will all relate to, because they don't get that easy coast that some people or that television, you know, portrays and the media portrays now, you know, where you're just famous to be famous. This is the kids that really want to do something, that really want to showcase their talent, that go out there and work hard and get told, you know, no thousands of times before they get told yes.
That's right.
And
that's what it takes.
Story.
That's what it takes. 14 after 4 here at 6PR this morning, and we're talking to Collins Penny, who's live from the States, talking to us about the new movie Fame that he's starring in.
Yeah.
Now, Collins, do you have a favourite scene of yourself where when we sit down to watch the movie, which is still in post-production, but when we do get down to sit and watch it, we can say, hey, that's the bit I heard him on the radio, that's the bit that he really loved?
Yes. Well, actually, you know, Malik is a guy who basically, he's the heart of the movie. And, you know, he's the one with the most conflict and the most struggle. He experienced some, you know, hard times in his life. And then he comes to find this teacher who really believes in him and, you know, sees something in him. And the whole movie, he spends trying to break down those walls and really expose himself as an artist. And there's a beautiful moment in the movie, you know, which is a very pivotal moment for Malik, where he gets to, you know, finally let all those walls down and tell his story. And he does this through a singing rap performance at the close to the end of the movie, where his classmates and everyone is there. And it's really the most magical moment in the movie, because he has a friend named Denise, and she has similar problems, and they both decide, he motivates, you know, Denise to really stand up and, you know, sing her song. And that performance scene, to me, gives me chill bumps every time I see it. And doing it was such, you know, I really felt like I was doing a real performance.
Yeah.
You know, there was, you know, hundreds of people there. My castmates were there. The crew was there. And it was just incredible. And to watch that back was, it's just so magical for me.
How about that? And how many takes there did you take, Collins?
Wow, I wish I could have had more, because it was so much fun. I probably did that in, like, 2 takes.
Not enough,
but, I mean, I lived in the moment. I mean, you got the real, raw thing. I was there. I was very present.
That's pretty good. 2 takes. I mean, do people normally do 2 takes for a big scene like that?
You know what? Each angle, it was 2 takes. There's a lot of angles now, so each angle is about 2 takes, but there was a lot of different angles that I had to do. We had to cut some short. We had to start in the middle some places because they had to get the different angles. But full-on performance all the way through about 2 times.
Mm, you'd think it'd be nice if they just had more cameras, wouldn't you? Just get more cameras?
Right, maybe the next movie that I can demand something like that.
That's right. I need more cameras. I'm getting exhausted.
Right, exactly.
Get me another Pepsi. Now, you've been in a couple of other movies, just quickly. You've been in Fired Up. Is Prom Night as well?
Yes.
What's it like, Prom Night? I'm guessing that was a scary movie, right?
It was a horror movie. You know, I've been very lucky in my career to be able to, you know, work on so many different genres and to remake, you know, great movies. The original Prom Night was such a groundbreaking film as well, because that was Jamie Lee Curtis's first movie ever.
Yeah, she was great.
So, yeah, and I got to star in that and remake that and bring that alive for so many people, and we were number one in the box office, and it was incredible, and people loved the movie. I walked down the street, and people were like, Prom Night! And it's very endearing. I'm like, wow, that's very crazy. And then also, you know, Fired Up, that was a comedy, and that was a change of pace for me because I'm used to doing drama, but I really enjoy working with Sarah Romer and Annalyn McCord from 90210, and you know, it was just an incredible experience. But most of all, I got to, you know, before that, both those movies I had, which got me my start, you know, was Half Nelson with Ryan Gosling. And that was an incredible experience. It kind of took off on its own, and it was nominated for an Oscar. And I was just really blown away that something that I read in a newspaper, and I went up to an audition, and I shot, and I did, and it was a little independent film that had so much heart and so much power behind it, you know, made it to the Oscars. And I mean, that's a dream in itself. That's a story in itself. And it seems like things in my life kind of just work out that way. It's pretty incredible. I'm very, very lucky.
Isn't it funny? The harder you work, the luckier you get. Go figure. honestly.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
Isn't that what it's all about? Now, you've been in Law and Order, you've been without a trace. Gee, you've been in some, I reckon those would have been fun times to be an actor, because TV, you got to be in, you got to be fast, you got to get the takes right. The family already knows the relationship, and you somehow got to slide on in there. Are they often accepting like that, or do you have to earn your place real fast?
You know what? My background as a dancer has really taught me how to, you know, jump in and become comfortable with people that already built this camaraderie and this family. So it's you know, I've never had any problems. Everybody was so fun to work with that I've worked with, and so, you know, supportive, and, you know, just made me feel at home. And I've just had a very, you know, lucky, you know, journey and ride. I've never had any problems whatsoever. I've always had the best of time on each set that I've been on.
Hey, good for you. And you're also making music too there, Collins. Tell us about your album.
Yes, I am. Yes. Right now, you know, me as an artist, I'm really just going in the studio and just doing honest music that, you know, relates to me and that that I believe in, and telling stories. I love telling stories. I'm a storyteller, so I tell stories in my music. It's more personal. In real life, I'm a very private guy, and, you know, my art is where I really have an outlet to, you know, give the people a peek into my life. I'm not the guy that's gonna go on the tabloids or do different things like that. But if you really want to know, you know, Collins, I would say buy the album. See Collins' choices in movies, you know, see me live it, you know, out through my art. And it's really fun music, and it's really hard to categorize it because I just make music from my heart. I'm so influenced by so many different things, and I love all different kinds of music. So I'm sure that, you know, reflects itself in my sound. But that's not what I'm thinking about when I make music. I make music based on what moves me and what I like. I'm inspired by whatever it is that moves me at that moment. I try not to have too many outside influences, of course, because I listen to all kinds of music. I'm sure inherently that happens. But, you know, it's fun music, and it's honest, and it's definitely groundbreaking, and it's pushing the boundaries a great deal, and it's very honest, you know. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm an artist, and I really want to stay true to myself and make sure I put that in my artistry.
And I just have this feeling that you could probably dance to a couple of the tracks too.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yes.
I love to dance. I started off dancing with I danced with Beyonce. I danced with Diddy.
But whoa, let's just hold up there. You danced with Beyonce?
I danced with Beyonce. I was in one of her videos, Get Me Bodied. And
that's
that was
the only reason
experience.
We should be talking to you, surely. Beyonce, wow, how did you keep it together?
It was tough, but, you know, she's a very, very sweet young lady, and I had a great experience. You know, watching her do her thing was, you know, a learning experience for me. I've had the opportunity to see the greats up close and personal and work with them, so I have a lot that I've learned, and I can't wait to put to use myself.
All right. Hey, good for you, Collins. We look forward to hearing more from you. And, of course, we look forward to seeing you in the new movie, Fame. Thank you very much, Collins Penny.
Thank you. What's going on, world? This is Collins Penny from the new movie, Fame, and you better be listening to my boy, John Lewis.